first time I saw Etel Adnan's work was in 2012 in Kassel at Documenta. I didn't know she was octogenarian. I didn't know she's a poet. I didn't know her voice as an intellectual. I didn't know she's Lebanese, half Turkish, half Greek. I didn't know she lived in California. I simply didn't know her. But that room was a disclosure. I love the disruptive tidiness of abstract, almost aerial landscapes. It was mind-blowing and touching, and I didn't expect it. When I met her a couple of weeks ago, I was really in a state. I had the chance to talk with her in San Gimignano, where she came by train all throughout Europe, from Paris to Marseille, to Genova and to Tuscany eventually, because she can't fly, but the solo show was opening at the Galleria Continua. We started talking about the Leporello, a format she's been using since the 60s, the perfect space of negotiation between writing and drawing, a folding notebook where no hesitation is permitted, where time is expanded. The four Leporello she drew in San Gimignano are not of the classical format of a postcard, but the pages are much longer than wide, as if they were meant to fit the verticality of the place, as if the spirit of San Gimignano was more in the shape, in the forms, in geometry, than into colors.
Well, you are right. These Leporellos are made in Japan, and they come in different sizes and format. But I chose it partly because I don't find many Leporellos. I live now in Paris. I used to live in California, and I discovered this Japanese form in California. But so I also use what I find. You see, I go to the Japanese store and they don't have many. They have one or two every time. It's not anymore a fashion. Not even the Japanese use it. They use European format. But I love this format because it's like a river. You go out of this rectangle. Also, you cannot make a mistake because you worked for many hours and the little mistake, the whole Leporello is gone. So it's a challenge and I love that format. So I use this because really they were in my drawer. But when I arrived here and I saw the towers, they are extraordinary. You cannot describe them. I am here now more than 2 weeks, and I keep looking at them. So I thought, I am in San Gimignano. I cannot work on something I don't like, but these towers I more than like. So I do a bit the landscape and the towers. Of course, every drawing is an interpretation. Like, to do the Leporellos for me, it's cinematic, it's like a camera. I come close to the tower and then I go back and the landscape. It's not 100% the same proportion as in reality. That's why I like this long. They are very small when you fold them and then they give you the feeling, like a river, that it can go on for a long time. It gets you out of, as I said, and it's closer to what we feel in reality. We are in a continuum, really, in life. So these things are not thousands of miles. They are maybe 5 meters, 4, but it gives you that space. You're not imprisoned in the space. You go from space to space.
The Leporello seems to be the perfect format for a poet who's also a painter, for a poet who's mastering the art of giving rhythm to colors and to break the time and space barriers of writing.
I did different works with this Leporello, different approaches. For example, I started in 1963, and at that time I used the Leporello for abstract watercolors with poems in Arabic. I will write the poems maybe with black ink and mix them with these colors or some shape. Every time I had to invent something. So traditionally, the Chinese and the Japanese use these Leporellos for poetry. They write a poem in a corner, and then there is an image. And usually, it's, of course, either a landscape or people. So it is very close to writing. They are really like books, that you can call them books and you can call them paintings. I write really in English because I lived in California and sometimes in French. My Arabic is not good enough to create in Arabic, but I like the script. I like the freedom you have with the Arabic characters. Like, you can stretch one letter, let's say the letter B, to take the whole page. There is a tradition in what they call Islamic art. It's really Arabic art or Arabic alphabet, because the Persians use it, the Turks did use it. So that alphabet, those, lends itself to go along the format of the Leporello. And it's nice. You feel free. You don't need to always write A, B, C the same way. You can write it up, down, it can come down and up again. So it is, I discovered that writing, when you write, writing is drawing. I like manuscripts in languages I don't know, because they are drawings, really. You draw with your hand. Of course, you draw letters instead of drawing flowers, but you draw. I was happy the day I discovered that the act of writing is an act of the drawing. So everybody draws, good or bad.
Together with the Leporellos, the exhibition in San Gimignano gathers a series of oil paintings, small abstract compositions of colors resembling landscapes, where in the Leporellos the gaze of the artist zooms in and out, returning a fragmented perspective of the landscape. In the paintings is the gaze of the viewer that is invited to get closer and to step back to bring into focus eventually. The view is never conclusive.
I don't do it purposely. I think in art, like in your everyday life, it's very difficult not to be who you are. Very difficult. You do things spontaneously. When I do a painting, I don't say I do it from far and close, but it's in my head, it's in my character, because I don't do details. Interests me in the landscape, it's really the power of the masses. It's like the architecture of the land more than the details. The reason to do them is to be close to these forces. When I see a mountain, often, like here in Toscana, I say, these are explosions, and then the hills fell naturally. So Maybe because you see what you do and what you are influence each other. And maybe because I paint, I am more aware now how a landscape happened to be. That one day things exploded, it fell that way. That makes me happy.
Yellow and brown, red and greens, pale green, dark green, and blues, blue, yellow, dark brown, and pink.
This is really California. That's where I live most, and it's beautiful. The world is beautiful, but around San Francisco is particularly beautiful, like Toscana is particularly beautiful, really. And I like the eruption in America in the landscape of colors. Like you drive and it's green, and suddenly there is a house which is pink, or a truck which is red, or a car goes by which is blue. There is a clash of color. It's a colorful state in that sense. It's not all white, like a wintry, and all green. It is pretty, there is a variety of color in the landscape. And of course, I invent. I don't care. I don't try to remember exact colors because art is always the synthesis of many things. So there is the forces of nature, but there is also my love of color, and there is the balance of a particular surface. Once I started painting, I had a better attitude to visual things. That's the advantage of doing an art. Any art, music or writing, it refines your perception of things. It does something to you, even if it's good or bad. Already to start doing it. Really.
California is where she lived for many years. It is a land she loves, the place where she found herself being an American poet.
It was in the middle of the 60s, and I liked poetry, but it didn't occur to me I would become or not a poem. And I used to look television, the news. It was the Vietnam War, and I saw every night. At that time, they showed the war more than they do now. Now they speak on the war. They don't show you many images, because they learn that when you saw images, people get revolted, they can't stand it. So I saw like American soldiers burning little huts where poor Vietnamese women and babies will come out, and their house is made of straw, what stays after the wheat. And they, like a matchbox, they were burning them with soldiers. So one day I just couldn't take it anymore, and I sat by my typewriter and I wrote a poem. Now, I did it because a month before, somebody distributed free poetry journal. I wasn't American born, so I didn't know you write and you send to editors, all this. I had no idea. I thought poets are there and I am here. But as I got that paper free, distributed, like a newspaper paid, and I wrote my two poems, I said, I will send it to this paper. And I received a page, not a formal letter, a torn page, you know, with a pencil, and he said, very muchly accepted. So, I'm an American poet, you see? Maybe if I didn't receive that free paper, I would have not dared write. Or if I write, where would I send it? We were more naive. Today, American students will not understand why I say what I say, because already at school, they know how you write, where you stand, but we didn't have all that. We were more naive, a society. But I'm not saying that's bad, that's better, or it's as good, because you write spontaneously, you let things happen. Education sometimes is good and bad. It kills a bit. Because if you don't look like the teacher teaches. I remember as a child, we had drawing lessons, and I drew flowers. And nun was a religious school. She said, art and you are two different things. I never forgot. They put me out of the music because they said I didn't sing right, and they put me out of the art class because I couldn't imitate exactly like she was doing. Today, education is opened up. It also went down because they teach less Greek and Latin. All that has disappeared, which is bad. So my mother was Greek from Turkey. So I thought I know Greek. Why should I take the class? But I speak it. And sometimes when I read very little old Greek, like in philosophy books. Oh, I say, my mother used the same word as Aristotle, and it makes me happy. What is your first name?
Ilaria.
Ilaria. That come from the Latin, or Greek. Because some Latin words come from Greek, you know that? That's nothing. The first time, I know the English, Hillary, but it's not the same. Wait, you see, I will draw you the mountain I see from my window. It's not perfect, but so it's very sharp, like that. It comes this way, and it is very strong, deep. And it runs at places by the bay, the line, and in the bay, you have a little drawing. Voila, Mount Tamalpais. That's a mountain I see in America from my window.